Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey. Is that Mr. Shahid? Welcome everyone to Ground Zero with Reginald Clemens. We have a special guest on. Oh, Reggie just called. I'm waiting for him to call back because he didn't connect. There we go. Hey. Mr. Shahid?
Yes, it's Brother Shahid.
Brother Shahid, it's Anaya.
Yes. This is who? Anaya?
Anaya.
Okay, how you doing, Sister Anaya? Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you, my sister. How you feel?
Alaikum salam. I'm doing good.
Okay. Let me know when we on. I mean, if we greet now, if we on already, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah,
you ready
we're
to rock
on
and roll?
Already.
Okay.
We can start. We're also waiting on Reggie to call. But we can start. So, basically, we want to get inside on what you've been doing in the. Here's Reggie now.
Can you hear me, Kristen? Am I going in and out?
Yes. I'm connecting Reggie now. We want to get
yes,
the inside scoop on what you've been doing in the with the work in the prison systems.
Okay. Well, you got Brother Reggie on now?
Yeah, I'm putting Reggie on right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Reggie. Yeah, we're already on. My bad. I accidentally hung up the phone when you called.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
How
are you feeling? Well, I'm doing good, too. My brothers and sisters, so if we're public, I like to always start out. This is Brother Anthony Shahid, and I'm the president of the Tahi Youth Group. And anytime we speak, we always start off with the name of Allah, the most gracious and most merciful. Openly bear witness that nothing in creation deserves worship or praise except for one God, and that's Allah and Allah alone. Associate nothing with him. And I bear witness that every prophet from Adam to Muhammad, peace be upon them all. So we just say peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Sometimes they used to make it rhyme. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. You get you a dollar, you can get you a pack of gum. So I'm close to, I'm not no comedian, but I tried to make it rhyme. But I'm honored to be on Ground Zero today. I look forward to being on your show. I'm honored with Sister Anaya, Betts, and you, Brother Reginald Clemens, a.k.a. Brother Kadir. So I'm honored that you invited me on your show and just want to rock and roll with y'all. So I'm following y'all lead.
Absolutely. Take it away, Reggie.
Definitely glad to have you here, too. What were you going to say, Anaya?
I said nothing, just... You can go.
One of the things you mentioned your organization that you're president or you're working with every day, right? Do you have any contact information on them? A phone number somebody could call in order to get involved?
He's saying like he got an echo. So tell me what he's saying.
Oh, you can't hear him?
I can hear him, but it's going in and out. He asked about a phone number. Tell me, ask him, what is he saying to me?
He said, your youth group.
The Tahi Youth Group has been around now for, 35 years, but even before then, but a title by name of Tahi Youth Group has been in existence for 35 years, and Allah has blessed us to do things around the country. We're known around the world for something that very few people can do to this day. A lot of them talk about it, Because very few people know what a street patrol is, that you're absolutely going to the street. I mean, absolutely going to the streets. And then the time that usually we're into the streets, when we're out there in the streets, is anywhere between 8:30 or 9 o'clock to maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's what we're really known for, the Tahi Youth Group. And we're really used to dealing with brothers and sisters, and we have always asked for brothers and sisters that everybody else have a problem with. Those are really the who we're looking for. It's not that we're putting nobody else away, but we want the ones who that most people have problems with, and that's the best history of the Tahi Youth Group. And really my teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he taught me to go after the worst ones. Don't leave none of the 30 million. All the 30 million black people that's here in America, don't leave none of them, but go first for the ones that's in the worst condition. So all praise to Jehovah, that's what we're known for. And sure, I can give you a number. The telephone number to that you can call Brother Shahid directly is 1-316-0903-316-0903. That's a direct number to Brother Shahid.
Alhamdulillah. All praise to
Allah. Alhamdulillah.
I'd definitely like to give people opportunity to get involved, and that's why I want you to get some of contact information. Sometimes.
Well, I appreciate that. Can I give the address to the masjid? To we have a mosque that everything rotates out of, and it's here in the city of St. Louis. And it's 5010. It's 5010 San Francisco 5010 San Francisco 63115, and that's here in the city of St. Louis, and it's gonna be popping. It's already popping, but the mere fact Ramadan is 26 days away. When the sun set today, we'll be 25 days away from Ramadan. So everything is pretty exciting now. It's popping out, and people are getting on board. And then we think about how we can do things and support brothers and sisters that are just doing positive things, like Sister Kim Gardner, you know, and the way she was attacked, you know, Tahi Youth Group, went along with a lot of other groups, made sure we took a front stand and let them know, y'all can come at this sister if you want to, because y'all know y'all got crooked police. Y'all know what Lake Shaw was doing for years. Don't play like y'all didn't know he was selling drugs and dope to black people, and then taking drugs and dope and guns, or putting guns on them. Y'all, they knew that.
They were
hiding it, and then play like they didn't know it, and play like, but they had the right prosecutors up there doing some white folks, Jennifer Joyce and Joyce D. Hayes, that was covering for them. With George Peach was there. All them devils was covering for them. So the police had a friend then. When Sister Kim Gardner came, because it was a lot of crooked police. Lakeshaw was one of the main ones. Jerry Lakeshaw, I think it's Lakeshaw. He was a lieutenant colonel. They wind up going from a sergeant to a lieutenant colonel, taking drugs and putting drugs and dope and guns on black people. But it was a lot of them, and she put an end to that. And that's why they had a problem with her, with that and the governor that was doing tying a woman up the day his wife was having a baby. And he was taking pictures of her, and she brought it to trial. And he opted out and said, hey, I guess I won't be a governor. Let me just go on and back on out. But they came at her for this. And because they came at her, the black community, especially the Tahi Youth Group, but the whole entire community, Brother Zaki Berudi, Brother Tory, I mean, everybody, the black community came out. I'm not going to try and say names. I'm going to miss a lot of names. But we came out and stood toe-to-toe with her. But they had problems with her. They had real problems with her, you know, and we got real problems with them. So I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about that. I don't know what y'all subject here today, but I'm subject to say any damn thing.
What we want to talk about, because very ground zero, we want to get down to the root of the problem. We ain't trying to put no air in nothing. They ain't trying to be politically correct. We want to get at the root of the problem in order to provide potential solutions. Because if we don't know what it is that's going on, and it takes courage, like the courage of a Kim Gordon, like the courage of a Zaki Berudi, the courage that you
I'm glad you said that, but it's plenty of brothers, because I just so happened to mention two or three names, Brother Reginald Clements. I just said two or three names. It's thousands of them out there. You got a sister named Sister Melissa, you know, sister who stood on the front line, and they wind up catching her, hanging her son. It was a lot of brothers and sisters out there that's been fighting. A group called the Lost Voices. You got a sister by the name of Sister Queen and Brother David Royal. David Royal was one of the first brothers that was out there on the front row when it first happened, Brother Farrakhan Shigar. You got a brother named Brother Hassan Sharif. It's a lot of brothers and sisters that have been out there, but they don't tell you about them. They don't tell you about something that was next. Yes, sir.
Yes.
You know, so we just happy that you would even let us come on. I wish I could start coming on a regular basis so we can always kind of keep up with what's happening out there. No different from what they did in the jail with y'all, with the Muslims, with the brothers that saying their prayers. If I can get that in, I don't know what y'all talk about, but that's a problem. The mere fact that Muslims were praying, we don't care who's praying. If somebody's praying, prayer is a time that everybody should respect it unless you're a straight devil. It's only devils and monkeys that play that kind of stuff that they just did. That's one thing I learned from 9/11. Probably two people that play all the time is devils and monkeys. And them devils play something that most people wouldn't play. When people are praying, I don't care if you're a Catholic and you're praying. I don't care if you're a Jew and you're praying. I don't care if you're a Christian or you're a Methodist or whoever's praying. When people are praying, or if you're Muslim, when you pray, people, you usually respect prayer. Unless you're just really retarded or you just ain't no damn good, people normally respect prayer. The mere fact that y'all were praying in Bontier about a year and a half ago, and they came in there and sprayed y'all while y'all was praying, that's a problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Okay.
More people knew about it, it'd be a bigger uproar.
Can you give me the date? Can you help me? I know we're jumping in on each other, but that's okay. Can you kind of put the date and time out that that happened? How long ago was that? That was a good year around last March or something.
He said February 28th. Yeah.
Okay. Can you go over that again? Can you give me another? I know I'm jumping in because I want to make sure we get that out. Because we've been working on this and we're still working on this. But January, February the 20th, tell me what's happening. Y'all were saying prayers. About 10 or 15 of y'all were absolutely in prayer position that you were praying. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. That's the only thing we was doing was praying. We weren't arguing with them. We weren't threatening them. We weren't even gesturing towards them because we was focused on our prayer.
Right. Tell me what happened. Tell us what happened. Tell us what the guards did. Tell us what the guards did. Tell us what the guards did. Tell what they did. They came in and told y'all to stop praying. And when you're in the prayer position, you don't do no talking. And you don't move until the imam or the leader or the person who's given leading the prayer give the instructions of saying God is great until you hear God is great.
There's only one reason. There's only one reason that you can break off from prayer, and that is if your mother is calling you.
Correct. That's it.
Outside of that, you're supposed to continue to pray even if I'm saying unto death. If you come up under attack, you continue to pray. That's why you're supposed to have somebody there to stand guard over you while you're praying, because once you initiate your prayer and submit to God and recognize God's divinity, that's the best time to go. If you're a true believer, there's no better time to depart this earth while praying to God, because you're at your most righteous and clean and inherent at that point. So...
But my sister, Inaya, I'm jumping in on him here. The problem is that these people don't respect prayer and don't respect God, because up in them jails, those are some of the most honest. Can I cuss on here? Well, I am okay. These are honest devils that's on the planet, and what they do, they want to prove that they're gods there. So instead of them, and see, this wasn't the first time they prayed. See, when you pray five times a day and you've been there for 5 or 10 years, they already know how you do it. This wasn't something like a new ritual that they were doing. This is a prayer that we do every day. And this is the spot that they had been praying in. It wasn't like this was some new guards, a new day, a new prayer, or doing something in a different situation. So I'm just trying to give a little light because people are listening. And I want people to understand why this was so heavy. If it had been a new shift, new guards, a new prayer they were doing in a new place, a new location they was praying in, then that would be different. It could be some confusion. But when you've been doing this here for so many years, in the same spot, and this is the way that y'all pray, and you know they pray like this, why would you come in there while people are praying it? Why would you come into a church and you see people praying and then start questioning them and answering? When people come in and they see them praying, They don't even let people come into the pew, the area where people inside the church. You have to wait out in the hallway until people get through praying, and then they'll let the door, usually let the door open. This is the way that we were praying. The brothers were already praying. They was already deep into their prayer, and they walked in there, and they know not to walk in there during that time because they were praying. Why would you come and disrespect a prayer service? And then not only did they disrespect them, they sprayed them, they beat them, and then left them for 21 hours with the spray clothes on, burning their skin, and having them buck naked while they could take showers. And can you add to that for me, my brother?
He said, can you add to the fact that how they left you guys in the room without medical help or medical attention?
One of the guys, Mustafa Steven Safford, he was the one that was leading the prayer. And because he was the one leading the prayer, they said, well, the guard, I couldn't see, but I could hear. And the guard, I heard one of the guards say, who is one leader? Who's the leader? And they said he was. Then I heard them scuffling around and slammed him on the ground, and I heard him, get off of me, get off of me. Later on, I would find out that they was holding him down and had a knee in his neck and a knee in his back. They had him in the blood choke. It's like the one where Eric Chauvin did George Floyd.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then a little bit later, when we got over there to the hole, they sat up there and they cut all his clothes off of him. They left him in the cell naked. We was in the cell and left the cell in our boxers and t-shirts. There was nothing else in the cell.
That's a...
They were covered in mace.
Oh my goodness.
And one of the things, because I've listened to a lot of your kutbahs and sermons, right? And one of the things that I remember that you repeated is, God will not destroy, Allah will not destroy a people until first they
leave our prayer. Yes. And that's in Surah 25, verse 77. Yeah, what kind of people would do it? In chapter 25 of the Holy Quran.
And for investigation into justice reform.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, if it wasn't for...
lost its way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And the mere fact that,
Sister
Inaya, I want you to know, and your guests, we're jumping in on each other because this is so touching to me. So it's not like we're just being ignorant. It's like we're so emotional about this here that people will do this when the people are praying that are not godly. What people? I mean, I know I'm in jail, but I'm still a human. I'm in jail, and even if you're going to kill me because I did something wrong, you still got to give me a meal before I get ready to die. It's still certain things you got to do. Why? Because I'm a human being. Why, when you see me trying to get my life together, I'm not talking about I'm selling drugs. I'm not saying I'm shooting dope. I'm not saying there's a fight there. I'm saying we're praying, and you come in the room while we're praying, and this is the actions that you take from prayer when you know this is what we do on a regular basis. This ain't something like out of us. This particular day that February 28th came in, and you didn't know we was going to be praying today. We pray five times a day. If y'all don't know nothing else, retardos, you know we pray five times a day. You might not know what we're saying or what we're doing, but you know damn well we're praying. Why would you come into a room and disrupt the room and bring that type of chaos to a room and then try to keep it hidden and then don't want to release tapes? And everybody's been trying to get there to help, but they've been trying to block every which way they possibly can. So this is the reason we're putting things out. We're blessed by our brother by name, Brother Zaki Baruti, to do a beautiful article in his newspaper on exactly what happened and how it happened here in the city of St. Louis, and we distributed it all around the country. But it just shows you how if you don't have black talk radio like you have at Ground Zero, Sister Inaya Betts and Brother Reginald Clemens, this is how they keep things suppressed, because the way that they do things, if you wait for them to tell on themselves, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
If they're going to do anything, they're going to lie about it like it didn't happen.
Zaki Baruti newspaper is African News World. Contact my post office box 179226, St. Louis, Missouri 63117. That's post office box 719226, St. Louis, Missouri 63117. Participate.
Good job.
And he did a beautiful. beautiful article. It was a passionate article by Brother Keith Brown Hill. We're going to be, where a letter from Keith Brown Hill was included in there from Missouri Cure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be having Keith Brown Hill on and, as a guest also in about 2 weeks. Next week, 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Well,
we have 7 minutes, y'all, so I want y'all to get y'all final comments in.
Okay, yeah, I'll let my brother get final comments, because I'll just say this, and I'll take 1 minute, then he can get 5 minutes, and I'll close at the last minute. This is the reason they're having this problem. I have to keep bringing this up with Sister Kim Gardner, a prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
because let me give you this here real quick. Most black people that's in trouble don't go try to help no prosecutor. This is the first time a whole community came out and drove Sister out of 28 wards. She took 22 wards, and they voted in her unanimously because she take a stand. She took the stand that was right. Not that she can let people off thought they're doing something wrong, but they understood that she was doing right because a lot of stuff the police was doing, she would just throw it out because they found out they were thug road police. They showed that with Luther Hall, the brother, that while we was out there protesting, they beat him because he was undercover and didn't know he was a police officer. And they beat this brother like they did Rodney King and lied about it until they found out he's a police and half of them not going to jail because they was lying. You know, why don't you jump on in there, brother, because it seemed like I heard you got a minute or something. Jump on in, brother.
Yeah, I have 1 minute left before my time runs out on this interview and everything. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Leave us with a final question, too, Reggie.
For Sean. Well, the final question I do have is, what is it you believe young black men need to know in order to continue to be work on the path of being better men while avoiding prison? Because growing up in this country, for a young black man, you're a target, but at the same time, you got to provide for your family.
He said, what advice do you have for young black men who are trying to navigate and try to be...
Being around other strong black men.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather flock together. If you're not around some other strong brothers that are doing positive things, whatever you're around, you're going to start winding up in. You can tell anybody from the five people that they're around. The five closest people that you're around kind of tell you who you're going to be like. You know, if you young brothers that are thinking positive, always trying to do something positive, we all fall short. We're not trying to play like we're some perfect people. We've never been in trouble. We've never did anything wrong. That's not what we're saying. But if you're around people who really love their people, who won't sell out their people, I ain't talking about somebody just throwing out he's a sellout. No, proven track record that you're a sellout, because they don't have that kind of stuff with most of the brothers that's out here. Most of these brothers and sisters out here are really working their behinds off, and those are the ones they never know nothing about. But if for a young brother who want to get his life together, if he around filth, you can't clean yourself up with dirt and filth. You can only clean yourself up with people that's around, that's thinking like you, that's being respectful like you, and to start thinking about black love and black pride. And this is one of the things they try to switch on us. They don't want to push black love and black pride and how we feel about each other and how we black and we proud, learning different things about our history, learning why we used to call the white man the cracker. I used to always teach that when I first wanted to get people's attention. They used to call the white folks crackers because they used to take a whip and crack it on our back. And it would make that sound and crack when it hit our back. So they would say, here come the cracker man. Because every time a group of brothers came on that plantation, then they would come after him and whoop him on the with the whip. Why brothers have to know about the word picnic, because that means pick a nigger. You know, so whenever they were going to hang us or kill us, they would let us run and let the dogs smell our clothes, and then depending on which one they wanted to get, they would have 7 or 8 of us in a row and say, any, many, mighty, mo. Catch a nigga by his toe. If he holler, let him go, because we wouldn't holler. The more you're around brothers that's breaking words down to you and things, the more brothers around positive images and positive thoughts and positive knowledge, then they'll change their life. But, you know, sister by the name of Bertha, if I wind down, because I know we only got a minute or two left. A very powerful sister by the name of Bertha Gilkey, may God be pleased with her, who passed a couple of years ago. She was a very powerful sister. She said, you can take a building, sister, Denia, and paint it. You can take a building and put brand new windows in it. You can take a building and put brand new concrete there, or brand new drywall there, I should say, and you can put brand new carpet there. You can put brand new lights and make it look pretty. She said, but if you don't change your mindset, it ain't going to be long before they're going to write on the walls. They're going to bust those windows out. They're going to piss on the elevators. They're going to do everything that they need to be doing. And 3 months later, that building will look the same way it did before you redid it. So you got to have a new thinking. So we got to give them a new way of thinking. We have to teach them and educate them. We got to teach them about who the black woman is. We're not going nowhere without black women. So get that out your mind. And I ain't talking about no black woman that's pregnant, barefoot in the kitchen. That's a lot. That ain't what we're talking about. Black man ain't going nowhere without the black woman, and the black woman is not going nowhere without the black man. And since black women are taking the lead, what she can't never forget is how white folks want to try to give her the lead so she can disrespect her black man. Never disrespect your black man. Black brother, never disrespect her. Never call her a B. Never call her a W. Don't call yourself a W, sister. Don't call yourself a B. I'm a bad, bad B, and you a bad. Don't even talk like that. They do that through the music purposely to make you start thinking you ain't nothing. So if I'm a B, then if somebody treat me like a B, it's okay because I'm calling myself a B. Or I'm saying I'm a no good nigga. You know, if you constantly say those words, pretty soon you'll start thinking. So you got to have brothers around some positive images, positive thoughts. And last but not least, you got to respect your parents. And I'm not saying these parents are always perfect. That's what I'm saying. But you have to respect your mothers and your fathers and your elders. That's a must. That's got to be a given, you know, to be respectful of them and to love them and protect them. Because if it wasn't for your mother and your parents, I promise you, they might not did everything. They might have made all kind of mistakes. But I promise you what they want to do is see you still do better than them. That's what most parents would do. You know, so I don't know how much time I got left. You want to ask me another question?
Yeah,
the time that ran out. But I want to thank you and Brother Reginald Clemens, a.k.a. Brother Kadir, for inviting me on your show today. I don't know if we covered the things that you wanted to cover, but I just I had to hit that thing on Sister Kim Gardner and the community and how the whole entire black community came out, and especially youth. I have to talk about the youth and how important the youth are and how important that they are to the whole movement of everything. So, again, thank you, Sister, for inviting me on Ground Zero. And I want to tell you something. Now you're best of honors, and I pray that you give me a chance to come on your show again. And I know my brother's gone, so I'd like to tell everybody, Assalamu alaikum, which means peace.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Brother Shaheed. This is the end of Ground Zero for today, and we will pick back up next week, Monday at 1:30 Central Time and 2:30 Eastern Time. Thank you, Brother Shaheed, so much, and we hope to see you back.
Thank you again. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, salam, brother.